Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome back, everyone. This show segment is brought to you by the Values Institute. I'm very pleased to introduce our next guest today. He is Paul Cronin of the Successful Transition Planning Institute. And Paul, are you there?
I am.
Welcome to the show, Paul. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Paul, we're going to talk about the need for and how business owners can prepare for personal transition from full-time business to a fulfilling new life. And before we get into that, I'd like to get a few minutes from you, or a few words from you anyways, on your personal background and how you got started in this endeavor, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, I've had about 30 years of experience in sales, management, consulting, and entrepreneurship. This is actually my third business. I've been owner, part owner of different businesses, both in from data analytics to consumer product to software development, and now to what is clearly some of the most fulfilling work I've ever done is helping people accomplish what they, helping people determine what they're really trying to accomplish with the next third of their lives.
And how did you hook up with your partners, and how did the Successful Transition Planning Institute get started?
Yeah, it's a great story. I had actually sold a prior business back in 2008, and I had the good fortune of getting my money before the financial crisis, unlike a lot of other folks who were trying to sell companies then. And most like a lot of people then, I didn't know what else to do. I was sort of floundering around. Should I invest in anything? The world's coming to an end. And I decided to just do networking, and I happened upon a gentleman named Jack Beauregard. And I asked him what he did, and he said, well, I help people figure out what they're really trying to accomplish. And I particularly work with business owners who leave a business, and then they realize they kind of left their identity behind. And I kind of smiled and thought to myself, oh, you're talking about me. And so Jack and I had a series of conversations over the course of a year, and what I learned is he created this really interesting practice about helping an individual in a logical way using their business skills. You know, there's no candles, there's no incense, there's no psychology couch, but using the skills a business owner or executive already has to figure out what's important in my life, what should the future of my business be, what should the future of my life be, and using all of those skills and understanding creating a new identity, creating new activities. And once you've got that plan, it's just so much easier to move forward and move from your old life, from your old business, as it were. And, of course, that can be very liberating for a lot of reasons. And I said, I love the idea, but how do you turn a practice into a scalable business? And the only way we could figure out how to do that is to launch the Successful Transition Planning Institute, whereby we have a whole series of programs that allow people to come at it where they are, get what they need. And then also there's a whole training portion of our business as well.
It's an important topic. It's a sticking point for a lot of business owners. They've got so much tied up in their identity, in their business, and if they just had something that they knew that they could do to move on to, they'd probably be a lot easier. It'd probably be a lot easier for them to transition out. And that's where you guys get involved, right? Is to help them. Okay, where do you want to go? Let's help think about what your next life will look like.
Yeah, I like to, you know, everything you said is true. When I try to simplify it for people, is, you know, there's a few essential questions you need to answer, and these are really existential questions. Okay, what's next for me? Number two is, you know, what should I be doing with my business? Number three is, what should I be doing with my life? And when you have a very straightforward process to answer those questions, you end up creating new ideas, new opportunities. And then from there, you can start making decisions about which of these great new ideas are really good and which of them maybe aren't so great after all. So you make better decisions, more thoughtful decisions, or what we call more balanced decisions. And whenever you do that, you are more likely to come out with a better outcome, a more satisfactory transition from being the business owner to whatever this new life it is you decided on.
That's fantastic. What is the age range of owners, Paul, that use your programs?
Typically, we work with people 50s, 60s, and 70s, if you will, the baby boomer generation in today's ilk. They happen to own a good majority of the businesses today. So that's pretty much the folks we work with.
Yeah, and at what stage of a business transition do they contact you? Is it early? I mean, do most people probably put this off until too late, or what's your situation? What's your experience with this?
I'm sort of laughing as you say that, Bill. Most of them often do wait, sadly. A lot of people don't make a decision or even plans what to do with the business until, as they say, an event happens, whether it's a health event or they get an uninvited, unexpected offer for the business or so on and so forth. Ideally, to answer your question, is people should be doing this 3 to 7 years in advance of when they think they should be leaving it. It doesn't often work that way. But we've designed our programs, which are a modular set of programs, to come at it from wherever you are. So if you are in the early stages, great. You know, you've got more time, you can plan better. If you've already sold the business and you're in your 12th month of your workout, which is very typical, you know, an earnout, I should say, and you've only pulled out half your hair because you can't stand your new boss, whom you've never had a boss before, and you don't want to rip out the other half before you leave, we can work with you, all right? And then, of course, on the other end, if you've actually sold the business and you're, you know, through the three-month honeymoon of you think you're on vacation and then you realize, oh, my God, tomorrow's going to be exactly like today, and the day after that's the same as that, and the same after that, and the same after that. So before you go into what we call post-transaction stress disorder, the other PTSD, we can work with you to do what I said before, is create plans, create, if you will, a platform for a more meaningful and purposeful new life.
That's all well and good, but what do you say when someone says to you, I'm never going to leave, I'm going to go out boots first, I'm going to die at my desk, that type of a thing? Do you have an answer for something like that? Because I know that's something I hear from a lot of people. They can't imagine themselves not coming to the office.
I do, and there's two answers. I'll give you one if I know them very well, and you know there's a level of trust. It's a harsh answer, so I caution advisors about using this, but it's very effective. So let's just say, Bill, you're the business owner, and you just said, I'm never leaving. I love what I'm doing. And I said, Bill, you know, we've been friends a long time. We trust each other, so I hope you take this for what it's worth. What you just told me is that dying at your desk is the best that you can do with the rest of your life. Is that really true, Bill? I've never had anybody listen to that and not be completely set back and go, oh my God, I never thought about it that way.
That's powerful.
It opens up a whole new conversation. So that's the in your face method, as we like to say.
Paul, we're gonna take a quick break and save that thought, because I want to hear what the other way is. When we come back from this break, we're talking with Paul Cronin of the Successful Transition Planning Institute, and we'll be back in just one moment.
Want to grow the value of your company? Start with the values of your company. To stand out in today's overly commoditized world, your company must stand for something bigger than what you make. That's the work of Values Institute. Our social science model of values-based culture development will help you grow the value of your company by growing trust, your most valuable corporate asset. To learn more about our proprietary process, visit thevaluesinstitute.org and start growing the value of your business today.
Olive Crest is a local nonprofit organization dedicated to preventing child abuse, treating and educating at-risk children, and preserving the family one life at a time. For 40 years, Olive Crest has provided safe, loving homes to at-risk youth throughout Southern California, Nevada, and the Pacific Northwest. There are many ways you can help, including volunteering or becoming a foster parent. Go to www.olivecrest.org or call 1-800-550-CHILD to learn more. That's 1-800-550-CHILD. Call today.
If you can came back from lunch today and there was a resignation letter on your desk, which employee would you really, really not want it to be from? More importantly, what are you doing to prevent this situation from happening in the first place? We work with business owners like you every day to design plans that attract, motivate, retain, and reward key employees. Don't wait until it's too late. Contact Bill Black, the Exit Coach, at 866-370-3774 for a free consultation on how to retain and reward your key employees. That's 866-370-3774. Call today.
All right, let's keep the conversation going here with your current guest.
I'm back with Paul Cronin of the Successful Transition Planning Institute. And Paul, before the break, you were talking about a couple ways of telling business owners who say, I'm never going to leave my business, I'm going to die with my boots on. You gave us the in-your-face way. What's the other way that you would approach that question with someone?
The other way is to share a story. And this is actually, I've been a million of them, but here's the latest one. I got a call from a friend of a friend who said, can you talk to this young man? And I'm like, okay, what's the situation? He said, well, his father's an attorney, and he suffered a catastrophic illness. He can't be an attorney anymore. He doesn't have any partners. He's divorced. And the son has to figure out what the heck to do with the business, essentially to dispose of the business. And what I'm telling you, Bill, you're the business owner, is you just told me that that's the plan. Unless, of course, you've got a contingency plan and a backup plan and a succession plan. If you don't, I know people who can help you do that. Would you like to talk about that, or would you like to end up like that guy?
Stories are powerful.
There you go.
And it is. We've all been around the block enough and been in the business long enough to know that things happen to people, and you're always better for being remembered for your planning than your lack of planning. It's out
Absolutely.
There. So tell us a story, Paul, about a client situation where you came on the scene and they said, I'm ready to start talking to you. Walk us through a client situation where they said, okay, here, let's get started. What was it like? How long did it take? And what was the outcome?
Sure. So, situation is a software developer. He had started this business. It was very successful. He had a really close relationship with his CPA, so we were referred into the case. His was a classic situation. He had already figured out how to exit the business and had sold the business. He was partway into his contract, and then he realized that he had no hobbies, he had few friends, and the business was his entire life, and he knew the exact day his current life, quote-unquote, was going to end. All their social contacts, everything was all related to the business. And when he was going to leave, he was going to fall into a black hole. So he happened to see my business partner speak at an event, because we do a lot of public speaking, and took it upon himself to talk to a CPA and said, I need to talk to this guy. And it was from there he understood that he needed a new plan, that he needed to create this new platform for his new life, and we refer to it as the platinum years, not the golden years. And that's very typically how we're discovered. We also have independent people that we train, and they have their own stories, but a lot of it is along that line.
And so the individual saw Jack Beauregard speak, right?
Yes.
And you all are out there talking a lot. As a matter of fact, there's quite a bit in your bio and in Jack's bio about books and other things. And we talked about an assessment that you have available for our listeners. It's called the What's Next Self-Assessment. So you call it a start button for a business transition. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So what the assessment is really is three tools, if you will. One is an online assessment that takes approximately 20 minutes for an owner to fill out. And it starts to help them answer some of these three existential questions. You know, what's next for me? What should I do with my business? What should I do with my life? Once they've done the assessment, our system calculates it, sends back a report about here's some things to do, here's some things to work on, and by the way, here's a 32-page guidebook where you can really start to dig into your identity and transition issues and checklists and to-do lists. We also send them a copy of Jack's book, Finding a New Owner, which is about 200 pages. So this tool allows somebody in a weekend to go from, I don't really know how to answer those three questions, to a much better idea how to answer them. But it's really just a start button. It has nothing to do with really creating an exit plan like you and others do, or the full personal transition plan. And that's why I wanted to offer to your viewers there, I wanted to offer one free one. I know you're working through how you want to offer that to people, so I'll sort of hand that back to you, but that's what the What's Next self-assessment is all about.
Well, I appreciate that, and it sounds like it's a very comprehensive way for people to get started on discovering what their post-work life is going to be all about, which, again, we would urge people to get involved with that early on and start thinking about the future now before it's really upon you and you're finding yourself with not much to do and an unfulfilling life. And how many people do you think that you and Jack have worked with in helping them determine their transition, Paul?
I've certainly worked with probably dozens at this point. Jack's worked with about 140. So,
and you're
that's why we decided to train people.
You need to train people. So you're in Boston, Massachusetts, correct?
Correct.
Or in that area. Do you work with people all over the country?
Yeah, so we have people who are trained by us. They're called transition planning consultants in the West Coast, the mountain states, the central states. So we can have you connected to somebody. If they're not in your local market, then they're certainly available by phone and internet.
And when they go on their website, they're going to find out about the assessment. But I think what we're going to do, Paul, and we talked about this, is we're going to offer a free assessment to one lucky listener of Exit Coach Radio. Basically, what we're going to do is ask them to like us on Facebook and at Facebook/Exit Coach. And then we're going to pick a lucky listener, and we're going to let you know who they are, and then we'll forward it to you for fulfillment of that. But we certainly encourage anybody to go on and find your website. Paul, does that sound okay with you?
That would be fantastic.
So tell us a little bit about your website and what's there, and a little bit more about the book, Finding Your New Owner.
Sure. So the website is successfultransitionplanning.com. If you Google that, I assure you, you'll find it if you can't spell it all. The book, Finding a New Owner, was written by Jack a couple years ago, and it won an award for the Small Business Book Awards. And so what it fundamentally does is helps people start thinking strategically about their business and about their future of their business and the future of their life. And it walks people through a whole series of stories, successful transitions, unsuccessful transitions, so they can learn from them, and then a series of some exercises that they can work on that allow them to start opening up their mind, new ideas, and creating new options for a new future.
That's great stuff. It's been a very fascinating interview, Paul. I really appreciate you joining us today. I've been talking with Paul Cronin, and Paul, what's your telephone number that people can get in touch with you back there?
Sure, it's 978-749-9546.
Paul Cronin of the Successful Transition Planning Institute, thanks very much for joining us today. We're going to take a 60-second break, and when we come back, we'll have another guest for you, Dave Geizik of Dave G CFO. So stay tuned.
Thank you.
At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 100 top advisors to get you one-minute tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new content daily at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute. Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.